Hey,
knows
bitch.
Them.
You know me, bitch. Don't act like you don't fucking know me, bitch.
Give me some.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
It's Ryan.
And Nat.
And welcome back to SX4. She said. God, I keep forgetting to say the purpose of our existence.
I keep forgetting because I feel like they should know by now. This is episode 7.
True. Like, where have you been?
But for those that are joining us for the first time.
Yeah, this is us.
Oh, and my gosh. Now that I hear myself, I do sound like really congested.
We both got sick on the same week. We were not making out, but we just happened to get sick. And there's something like viral that was going around.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear on our last episode, I think it's something in the carpet that's breeding itself. Because I'm not supposed to sound like this still.
Can we sue?
We can.
I don't want to work anymore.
Just put them in a
not
check.
There, at least. Yes, I do. I love my job.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Otherwise, thanks. I love my job. I love you. Oh, my God. So, yeah, we got sick and we sound a little nasally still. And if you joined us for the last episode, this is still the same day. So that's why we still sound like this. Don't come for us talking about some damn y'all been sick for 6 weeks. This is literally, I click save, and then we started this one.
And we do this, we record like multiple episodes at one time because life happens.
Yeah,
like,
it does. And we don't want to leave y'all hanging again.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we just left them hanging. But in real time, we didn't. So what's up? What has been up since you came back from your trip? Do you feel like you're back to reality? Do you feel like you need to travel more? How have you been feeling?
I feel like I'm back to reality. Like, I felt like that the minute I left Puerto Rico.
Oh, coming back.
Yeah, coming back to Chicago, to the state.
Mm.
I was less stressed when I first got back. Like, I was, like, walking on cloud 9 and, like, nothing could bother me. And then maybe, like, by Friday, I got back. My first day at work was Wednesday, so, like, maybe by Friday, I was like, okay, like...
Really? Is that quick?
Yeah.
Well, at least it lasted.
I think part of it was because I was sick, too, mm-hmm. or I started to get sick, mm-hmm. so... And then, like, I have a freak attack when I can't, like, wash on the weekends or when I can't, like, clean up. So I was, like, literally, like, in bed that whole weekend after I got back, which pushed me back, like, 2 weeks not to be able to do that, because... I was out of town and then I was sick. So I'm just right now like trying to get back up and running to like normal. And it's really difficult for me.
Why is it so difficult, Natalie?
Just to get back in the swing of things.
You should have hired a maid service when you're gone.
Well, at least my mom and Megan, like they did wash my laundry, but I have to put it up. My mom just said to me last night, like, that laundry ain't gonna get put up till I come over there and do it.
You're damn right, Mama. You're motherfucking right.
Well, her birthday is tomorrow, so I didn't want her to do it this
Your mom
weekend.
Was a Gemini?
Yeah.
Yes. I forget everything.
So, yeah, maybe next weekend I'll have her help me.
It's gonna be the same clothes? Oh, hell no. I would not help you.
And she's like, what did she say? I know if you don't put the clothes up, like, you're just going to end up washing them all over again. Because I'm crazy like that, like...
Because they've been in one place for too long or because they're wrinkled or...
No, because I don't iron anyway, so my clothes are always wrinkled. But just because... I don't know, that's just what I do. Maybe because they've been in one place for too long. They're in laundry bags. It's not like they're just, like, laying around. But I will be crazy and, like, just wake up one morning and, like, wash everything dirty and clean. Because I'm just... I don't know.
Yeah, crazy. You like to waste water.
Yeah.
Electricity.
Well, speaking of Geminis, what are you doing for your birthday? Like, any plans?
Nothing yet. I started talking to this new guy. Oh, my God. And I told him my birthday, and he's already... And his brother's birthday happens to be the same day
mm-hmm.
as mine. And he was like, all right, that's cool. So he was talking to his mom, and he was like, my mama want to do something for you with my brother.
What?
For his birthday.
How long have you been talking to him?
3 weeks. You know what? Don't judge me.
That's kind of cute, though, that at least he cares enough to, like, be trying to do something. Because, you know, like, when it's new mm-hmm. and, like, you start talking to somebody around, yeah. like, your birthday or, like, Valentine's Day or something. Yeah, you have to wonder, like, are they going to acknowledge it? Are they yeah, going to do something?
That's true. So, this is a good test. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the last time, it was a little after Sweetest Day, but right before the holidays. So, we were dating for, like, 2 months. I don't think he did anything. He didn't give me anything for Christmas.
Yeah.
That year. So, yeah, he's trying to, like, plan this joint party with him, with me and his brother that I never met. I guess it's kind of cool, but...
So, like, is it, what kind of party? Is it, like, a house party? Is it going to be, like, at a restaurant? Like, what kind of...
I don't know. I just told him that I wasn't going to a club. Oh, but I guess since his mom's there, it's not going to be too crazy.
Yeah.
Since it's going to be like a family, probably a family house party. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
So, like, are you going to invite some of your people? Or, but they really haven't met this guy yet either.
They haven't.
So that would be kind of awkward.
They haven't. Well, you've met him.
Yeah.
I really have no friends. Talk about that. So, I don't know.
I'm just saying, because, like, on the last episode, we were just talking about, like, you know, being in, like, certain, like, social situations and, like, being awkward. So, like, I don't mm-hmm. think that he doesn't seem like the type to just, like, go off and leave you.
Right, no.
But just in case, like, maybe you want to have True. A couple people there with you.
Okay. I'll keep you posted. Keep your calendar open.
Okay. Like, I just invited myself to Ryan's party.
That's not even
yeah,
my...
like how I did that.
This is not even my party. I have a whole guest list. Like, here you go, mama. Real quick. There wasn't... Yeah, he wants to do something for me. It's my birthday's on a Tuesday, so the time this episode goes live, my birthday is tomorrow. So it's
happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you. It's not really anything to do on a Tuesday. I guess I can kind of club go up, but
yeah, I think my birthday fell on a Monday this year, and I really didn't do anything either.
Yeah, you did something on the 21st.
The weekend, yeah. So is the party gonna be like the weekend before your birthday, or?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He hasn't said anything about it, but I imagine so. I think his brother has a job.
Okay.
I hope so. But then if I bring people that I know to his family's function.
Mm-hmm. And you really don't know his family.
And then, right. And I like, don't know his family, and then will, like, something slip about me that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if I get too comfortable.
Or, like, what if his family is crazy and then your friend's looking at you sideways, like... What type of establishment did you bring me to?
Oh my God, I didn't think about that.
But I don't think
we'll figure it out.
I don't know. I don't think, like, you have to just warn the people that you invite, like, don't say too much.
Yeah. Well, his sister may be passed out on the right. front steps.
Oh yeah.
You might have to step over a couple bodies to get to your car, but it's okay.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I'll keep y'all posted on what we're gonna do. You know what? I had this idea that we should go live on one of these episodes.
Like, okay.
Instagram live, like behind the scenes type
thing.
Oh
yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Do we have to get dressed up for that?
I don't know. Probably. At least comb our hair. Oh. We look terrible today. Okay. Well, I do. I'm not going to say that Ryan looks terrible.
Only thing I did was gel down my edges. I pulled up to Dad's house and I took the scarf off my head. And then she had me waiting in the rain.
I was trying to change out of my pajamas.
So I was waiting in the rain, so my hair probably puffed back up.
Sorry, Ryan.
It's fine.
So this morning, like, I got up to go to church, but it didn't work out.
Why?
I got up, I took my shower, I got completely dressed, did my hair, but by the time I was finished, it was like 9:15, and church started at 9 o'clock. So, of course, I'm like, okay, it's too late, I'll try again next Sunday.
Oh my God, you didn't check in with yourself, like, okay, it's 8:36, like...
No, and it's my fault, because I, like, literally laid in the bed until 8, so... I know it takes me longer than that, but I'm like, the church is right, like, a block away. I was going to go to this church mm-hmm. right here, Apostolic. But yeah, it didn't work out. So I just took off my church clothes and put my pajamas back on. So don't think I didn't shower.
Oh my God.
Megan was like, you're not changing. You look dirty. I'm like, I showered. And then she was like, but still. So that's the only reason that I threw on a sweatshirt and some stretch pants.
Oh, my
because
goodness.
Of Megan. But I'm like, your perception of me does not matter because I know that I'm clean. I know I took a shower.
Was she
today.
Going to church?
No.
Exactly. Like, calm down. You didn't change yet.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
Today's topic is No new friends. Like, well, that's the
I used title. To love that Drake song.
I really didn't even like the song because that's all he said on there.
But then he wasn't even really talking about no new friends.
Right.
He was talking about a girl, right?
I don't even remember. I just remember the hook. So we're going to talk about the struggles of finding friends when you're older. Like,
where do you even go to meet people?
I don't even know. Like, 30, after college, like, I feel like it's all downhill. Like, you better have your squad established. Like, your core needs to be established before you move out of the dorms or you're screwed.
Yeah, but then those friendships aren't even that promising. Like, some of them, yeah, they last, but, like, some people, I don't know, like, move to different places in the world and, like, maybe you lose touch. And so, like, those friendships don't last either. And then before you know it, you'll be 35 with, like, one friend and a possible.
One friend and a possible. I don't know. She be tripping sometimes, but I get she cool or whatever. So, yeah. I don't. I'm 30. I'll be 31 tomorrow when this goes up. And I can say that I have, like, 4 friends. Maybe one of those I can call on, like, if I needed something.
Yeah.
So are they really friends? I don't know. So what defines a friend to you at this age? Do you view friends any differently?
Well, I definitely feel like when I was younger, I used to think that, you know, someone that you were always with, always talking to, was your friend. But I do have friends that I can go like weeks or months without talking to, and then when I do talk to them, like, we pick up where, you know, like, we never left each other. But at the same time, like, those people, I don't know that they're people that I can, like, call on if I need them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I feel like at this age, that's what you need. Yeah, you need to be able to call on somebody. Because just kicking in with someone like you did in high school and college doesn't cut it.
I agree.
Do you feel like you have to be on, like, a certain level with your friends? Because I feel like everyone my age, I don't know, just judging by Facebook, has gone, not everyone, I won't even say everyone, a lot of the friends that I was friends with in high school have gone on to do, like, such amazing things. Like traveling, not having kids, or they may have like 5 kids by now, it doesn't matter, but it's like they have a story to tell. I don't feel like I have a story to tell right now. So I feel like I should. Do you find friends who are on the same level as you? Do you look for people you have things in common with? Like, I don't even know how to make a friend right now.
I feel like you definitely should not look for people who are on the same level as you. Because, like, well, for me, I would want, I don't know, like, you would want people maybe, like, on the same level as you or higher, because you want them to bring you up, not bring you down.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I would say, like, for you to definitely look for somebody, like, if not on your level, like, on a higher level, just so they can, like, help bring you up. Also, don't say that you don't have an amazing story to tell. You have a freaking, like, company. Like, you're doing stuff. But don't compare yourself to, like,
that's true. I shouldn't compare.
Other people. Like, that's how much in debt are they from traveling?
That's true. Like, it does cost money. But this company that I have, I literally work out of the spare bedroom.
But that's something amazing and something that you should be proud of, not like that's a story to tell.
Yes, I guess Nat's trying to lift me up. She wants to bring me up and not down.
So yeah, but I also think that you have friends for different areas of your life too. So like I go back to me talking about you know, the friends who I would maybe go like months without talking to. And then, like, when I see them, we pick up where, like we never left off. But, like, those friends would, I don't know, like, they add value to my life. Because, yeah, maybe sometimes I do want to just, like, go out and like have a drink and like just girl talk, have a good time. Like I need that every now and then. And like those friends are good for that. So like you don't necessarily have to be there like when I call, because I have other people for that. So like
just know your role.
Yeah, exactly. In this friendship. Exactly. Like you have friends for different areas in your life. I think that's the way that it should be.
So you have friends that like you can call for girl time. Mm-hmm. You have friends that can ride down on a bitch. Exactly. You have friends that can help you move.
Yes.
That's true. I'm just looking for an all-in-one.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible at this day and age.
I'm looking to do the least amount of work possible to get this status. So I just need like a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Do you go out a lot? And no. Do you meet people? Like, do you meet females when you go out?
No. So, like, that is the hard part. And, like, that's what we are talking about. Like, how do you, like, meet new friends? And, like, we don't have new friends because we don't go to meet anybody. Like, the friends that I have, they're from grade school and from high school and now work.
True. Yeah.
So, like, I don't have, I don't know, like, yeah, I don't have, like
in life, in real life friends. Mm-mm. You just have friends that, you don't even have friends that you debate with on Facebook because half those people hate you. Yeah. Like when you bring up topics and stuff.
And half those people I don't even see in real life.
Right, you don't even know them. So it's like, do you go on Facebook to meet people or do you go there to be social and to actually build friendships or just is it just something to pass the time?
I think I go on Facebook to be like social, I guess, and to pass the time, like a little bit of both. It's really sad because I don't even like talking on the phone to my real friends.
Your face got hot.
So like, yeah, you can go on Facebook to talk to people because you're bored or
but I feel weird like approaching a female like, want to be friends? We like the same pictures. We want to be friends. Like, I don't know. I just feel weird. Or in the club, like I'll compliment a female.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, damn, that dress is bad. Or, you know, I like your shoes or whatever. Your hair, your makeup is on point. But I don't follow that up with, what's your number?
Yeah.
What's that?
And, like, I feel like the age that we're in now, like, the way to meet friends is, like, through, you would have to definitely, like, do some networking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have to be on social media or, like, for me, I would say, like, I have a friend that I gained because of another friend that we had in common. So, like, your other friends could, like, introduce you to people as well. I don't know. It's just, it's really difficult. Sometimes when your friends introduce you to people, it works, and sometimes it doesn't. I'll give you an example. So, like, I had this New Year's Eve, I had a vision board party, and so I invited like Keisha and like Nicole and Tiffany, and like I know all of them, and then Tiffany introduced her friend to all of us on this day. And her name was Amber.
Damn.
And she didn't, like, I don't want to say she didn't fit in our circle, but it was kind of like we had to, like, make things more comfortable for her. Mm. And I didn't like that.
She's more bougie than you?
Really?
Oh. Go ahead.
I hate when people call me bougie. I don't hate it, but I just don't know what y'all be talking about when y'all say that.
You have to make everything, like, has to be right. Everything has to be a certain standard, darling. So she had to raise a standard on your standard? That's kind
of... So that wasn't even the case. Like, so she was, all of us were African-American, and she was, like, Caucasian. But she wasn't, like, I don't know. Like, I feel kind of cool talking to Kristen about like most things, and I don't feel like I have to change who I am in order to make her feel like comfortable. Mm-hmm. But with this Amber girl, like, we were listening to Jill Scott, and of course she didn't know who Jill Scott was, so then we had to turn on like pop music, like Beyonce or like
she was like a B96.
Yeah,
type. Was like, she a younger white female?
No, she was younger, like around your age though, not super young. Yeah, so yeah, that was just like really weird, and it just didn't sit right with, like, I think I was okay, but like the like Nicole and like Keisha, like they weren't feeling it, so that made it kind of awkward.
I know that you can kind of like adapt to situations or people for the moment, mm-hmm. just as long as you're like, okay, let's just get through this, whatever. I'll change the radio station, mm-hmm. but like, I'm not gonna call you later type thing. But it's just like other people, if they put their emotions on their face, then if they're not feeling it, they're not feeling mm-hmm. it for the whole night. And that puts you in an awkward position because now you're trying to please everybody. These two separate groups of people. Yeah. And that makes it harder. I went to college a semester early, like in the summer program, and I met a girl there. We stayed cool because we obviously went to the same college or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I went to SIU in Carbondale, and every year they're known for like their players ball, whatever, when everyone from everywhere just comes down there for this weekend from Thursday night to Sunday morning of just straight partying. Mm-hmm. So sophomore year, the girl I had met, her name was Amber too. Amber got kicked out. Well, she didn't get kicked out. Her mother took her out of school because she failed one class freshman year, like the easiest class ever. I give her that. So Amber had to come back down there. And then I was having my friend from high school come back down there because at this point I had only been on a high school for like a year and a half, 2 years. So mm-hmm. it was still like a fresh friendship. So I had Amber and I had Sharita. They both came down there. And so I introduced Amber to Sharita. We hung out all weekend. We just like kicked it. So fast forward, they exchanged numbers, I guess, whatever. I got involved with this guy probably like a half a year later or something. They both ganged up against me, felt some type of way because I was hanging out with this dude because my time, like I wasn't as available mm-hmm. to kick it with them. So they ganged up against me and then like rode off into the sunset together. Oh, wow. And like I introduced them. So fast forward, me and the guy broke up. Then I check in with Sharita, and so then she was still on some other stuff, so I'm like, all right, fuck it. And then got pregnant, had Elijah, hadn't heard from Sharita in like a couple years at this point. I reached out to Amber to let her know that I was having Elijah's first birthday party. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, I can't come, but Sharita said she could come. So I'm like, she like passed on this information to Sharita. Amber ended up not even coming. Sharita did. And so then our friendship got back into rotation. Mm-hmm. And then Amber was kind of on the outskirts. So it turns out that her and Sharita's friendship was in and out because even though I introduced Amber to her, they were like, she acted like she knew her from mm-hmm. before, started asking her to borrow money, borrow clothes. She like stay with her. She got with this dude. Her mom kicked her out. So she was like couch surfing or whatever. Sharita took her in for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a real fucked up situation. I was like, I'm glad I got out of that. And I wasn't like involved with that part. Yeah. So it's just like people at this age, I feel like they're not just your friend just to be your friend. They're your friend to see what they can gain from it. And that's why I feel like, what? Like, I feel like, kind of, like, I distance myself from having new friends.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, what you want?
Well, I think for one, you have to be, like, open to friendships. Mm-hmm. And like by you saying that you're looking at it like what you want, like that's not being open. So of course you won't get any new friends.
Oh my God. But I can't go around saying, hi, I'm Ryan, what's your name? Hi. Like I'm not gonna work a room like you said. I'm not gonna be all like that. I don't know. I'm open minded when someone brings something to me, but as far as me being open and just accepting, like I know I'm not that person. I'm not that person. I try to be.
Well, maybe with Counter Bay, like he would be able to introduce, like who knows, like where that'll go mm-hmm. and like who he knows, like maybe you make he friendships out of that. Loud. Yeah,
he's loud and like.
I wasn't saying that he's loud, but like he's very like, I don't know. He's like the life of the party. Seems he's like loud.
He's loud, and he knows he wants everyone to be like, ooh.
So maybe we'll see. The last new friend that I made, it was a guy, and basically I met him through a friend of mine. Like, I went to Atlanta for a weekend with to visit a friend, and then we went out to like this hookah spot, and we met a guy who, like, I don't know, like, I guess the two of them exchanged numbers. And then because they were friends, like, and we all met at the same time, like, we became friends. But it's kind of just like a friendship on like a surface level.
So, like, they don't know too much about you.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, it's, I don't know, like, he knows, like, we've had like some intimate conversations, I'll say that. But it's like if you asked him like what my mom's name was, like, he couldn't tell, like, stuff like that. So I get kind of, I don't know, like, I don't like surface friendships because I think they're not real. But I need to also, I don't know, I think I need to like welcome that or whatever, because like, even though, I'll give you an example, like, even though like it is just a surface friendship, like, when he was here in Chicago, like, maybe a couple months ago, like, we were able to like go to this restaurant that I've been dying to go to. So stuff like that, I mean, he's good for like turn up stuff, but not like I can't pick up the phone and like call him because I'm having a problem and like I want to pour my heart out and like look for some advice or something. I don't know, I just,
I also find it way easier for me to make friends with guys than girls, and I think that that's kind of like I don't want to call myself the wrong thing. I don't know. I think it's just like a different side of me that's way more comfortable with talking and joking with a guy than a female, because I feel like you have to be so serious. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
So, like, with that, like, I'm like you when it's like, okay, why are you trying to be my friend? Like, what do you want out of this? Like, at this day and age, like, I was cool with guys back in the day, and like, I knew it was like just a friendship, like, we were, you know, real friends. But now if I try to befriend a guy, unless he's a gay man, like, you're gonna eventually try to sleep with me, and like, that's what I don't like,
especially like if you have more than a surface friendship with this person, and like, you have these deep connections and conversations with them, they're gonna know your triggers or whatever. When you're vulnerable, they're gonna swoop in.
Yeah, so I don't like that. I have one friend that, who is a guy, I've probably told you this before, but I met him on a dating site, and like, we never like went out on a date, we've never like been intimate or anything, like, we've always been friends. Like, he was stupid, sending me messages like jokingly or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, well, today is my last day on this stupid dating site, I'm getting off, so here's my number if you want to keep talking. And so he did call me, but it was always on some like kicking it stuff. Like, he would come over my house and like we would like just chill, like, he knows Megan or whatever. And this was like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and to this day, like, we're still cool.
Really? That's good. Like, we shouldn't be able to say that that's good that a man didn't try to sleep with you, but it's good. You're like, well, he tried.
No, he never tried. And I even talked to him about like relationships with other guys, and I have gotten mad at him because he's told me the hard truth, like, you're shallow and you know, you need to like stop being like so superficial. Like, he'll tell me like about myself.
That's a good friend though.
So definitely. Yeah.
I have a friend like that who both tells me about myself and tries to sleep with me. So I'm kind of confused. I know that I can call him like whenever I need. Actually, his last phone call, I didn't even answer, so I gotta call him back before he curses me out for like not talking to him for like 5 days or a week or whatever. But he's the type of person that I can call on when I need him, and he'll tell me about myself, he'll tell me what I'm doing wrong. I've talked to him about relationships that I've had, like, to get advice or whatever. And also, he tried to sleep with me. He sent me unsolicited dick pics before.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what are we doing? What are we doing? So I don't know if I should value that or... No, I do value it. I do value it because I know that he wants the best for me and Elijah, but it's so confusing.
It is. I was like looking at this BuzzFeed article. It's pretty old though, but it seems relevant to today.
Which one?
And it's just, it's 25 very real struggles of making new friends as an adult.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I was just looking up something too.
And so number one is like to make peace with the fact that you can't fall into friendships like you did in college.
Yeah, they said in college you're like trying not to make friends, and now like you're being desperate trying to find friends and you can't.
I don't know about this number two. I mean, I guess like if you were younger, but it says planning your roommate situation so you can recreate college friendships. I'm not looking for a roommate at this point in my life.
Oh, no.
Number three is resisting the urge to stay home with your non-human friends, Netflix and pizza. Oh, my God. Like, I would love to stay in the house and not do nothing like any day as opposed to like going out to meet a new people.
What if you brought the person over? But you want a Netflix bag?
There goes, again, like, them trying to, like, if it's a guy, like, you know what Netflix and chill leads to.
Yeah, children.
So, yeah. And this is so stupid. Number four, doing an internet search on how to make friends as an adult.
That's what you just did. Shame. They're throwing shade at people for even reading their article. That's fucked up.
Don't, oh wait, what did it say? Working out the best places to meet your potential friends. Like, we don't even know where to go to meet people. Mm-hmm. And it just goes on. Like, it names a lot of, it touches on a lot of the things that we've already.
The one that I just saw was a little more morbid. And it said that if you, they did a survey, what was it? And they asked people on their deathbed. When people are dying, what do they regret the most? Coming in at number four is, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends.
Wow.
So, and then they also said that, you know, a little happier. They said, how many close friends do you need? That was my question to you earlier when you said you have different friends for different things.
Yeah.
They said you should aim for at least five. Well, at least five friends. God, don't be a stranger. Don't go full TMI, but open up a little bit. Start a group. I don't know. A group. 20%, a weekly lunch, a monthly sewing circle, a quarterly movie night.
How about a book club?
A book club? Yeah. That's what I was just thinking. Would you guys read with us? We'll read with Nat while I listen to Audible. Because reading makes me sleepy.
And so, wait, that just made me think of something. Because that whole Gabrielle Union book thing. So, remember, well, I guess this was maybe not a good idea because they were people that we worked with, but the whole situation with the two girls that we kind of like brought into our circle, Elsie and her friend, and like how that all ended.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It's just like, do I really want to make new friends after going through that? Because that was like a lot of drama.
Well, it's probably because we had our thing. They had their thing.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to, like, join it all together, but we still had our things on the side.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's not like we all met at the same time or we met them at the same time. It was kind of like they already had their perceptions and their inside jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
They spoke a whole other language that we didn't understand. Yeah, so it's that's like, true. So it's like, maybe don't. Look for the weak ones. Look for the weak ones who are by themselves. Not the couples. We're not trying to be swingers here. No, you need to be come alone. So you don't have nobody else but us.
I don't know. It's just hard. Like, just thinking about this, it's exhausting. And I'm just like, I don't really care to have friends. But then my mom, she always says, like, if I died tomorrow, she would have to rent people or, like, pay people to come to my funeral because I don't like people and I don't have...
I'll be a cheap service.
Like...
At least.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of friends.
You don't gotta order that many buckets for the repast.
I don't know if... Is that, like, really necessary?
Which part?
Like, to meet new friends, like, are you okay with
the
way things are now? You're not.
I'm not because I feel like my only purpose is to be a mom, make money, go to work.
Yeah.
Like, I need something else to do. I need someone to fill this void. I don't know. it's not really a void, but it's just like I want to have a fulfilled life. So I guess there it is a void, but I don't know. I want to say that I was able to do more than pay bills and die.
Mm-hmm. But like, this isn't the rest of your, like, you won't be doing what you're doing now for like the rest of your life.
Megan is on her way out. Elijah just graduated kindergarten. I still have 13 more years and you have 3. So you got 10 years on me and but I'm just going to be like.
You don't have to count until he's like out. Like when he gets, the older he gets, like the more independent he'll become.
Yeah.
And like. More. He'll meet friends and like he'll have sleepovers and like
I'm not feeding them tag at kids.
I'm saying like he might go to someone else's house. Like if you approve of that.
Yeah.
And then you'll have time to like go and hang out with your friends. So like this isn't gonna be forever.
Yeah, that's true because like after I gave birth, my mom was like, I had him on a Tuesday, came home on a Thursday evening. By Friday my mom had to go to work. She was like, okay, see ya. And I was just like in the house with him like what am I supposed to do? I'm like, this is never going to end. All I have to do is feed him. I mean, all of my purposes is to feed him and change his diaper. I don't know what else he needs, blah, blah, blah. Like, I couldn't even see the light at the end of the tunnel for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to work. I was like, okay, I can breathe now. And then, like, he started walking. Okay, I can breathe. He can hold his own bottle. Mm-hmm. So, it's just like, you learn to like, not be able to see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
But then when you make it out, then it's fine.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, now he's on to first grade. Now, you know, what else is there?
Yeah.
That I couldn't see.
It'll get better.
Hope so.
It will.
Because I'm like, I need a life too. Like, you need to go to bed. I'm going to start making his bedtime earlier and earlier. And see if he notices. Because God damn it. Are you fucking lying? Let me stand up till 10 o'clock with you. trying to stay awake just so I can go out.
Yeah. So I think that I'm not okay. Well, I'm okay with not meeting new people, and I think I just have to be a better friend to the friends that I have already.
That's true. It does say that you should use touch base with old friends and leverage your super connectors.
Mm-hmm.
And check in every 2 weeks at a minimum.
No, I'm not saying that I'm gonna go that far. Okay. But...
can you be, bi-weekly bae. That could be your name.
Like, it's just really hard for me because I just feel like, oh, that's just one more thing to do. I say that about everything.
You do. I saw this meme yesterday and I thought about you. It was like a dog at a computer.
Uh-huh.
And it was like me after the smallest inconvenience and then the dog was turned upside down. Like,
I don't know how I got so bad. Like, I don't know what this is. But yeah, like, I just feel like that's just one more thing to do.
You'll be fine. I just don't want to get older and then my kid be grown and I have no one
to go, cat.
To go kick it with. The cats don't talk back. Mm. Let me cat lady. Like 6 cats.
Well, meow. I don't think that'll be the case. Like, just make sure that you keep connections with the people that you have connections with right now.
Okay.
And like,
today is the first day of the rest of my life.
Yes.
You always want to go Dr. Phil on me.
God. Keisha calls me Ayana.
Oh, dog, I gotta start that ugly cry. That show is crazy.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the one where, I don't know, it was a sexy dude on there. I think it was like a couples thing where she had like 3 couples and then she was like trying to explain to the girls like, you can't see that he's abusing you, that he's controlling you and all this stuff. But I was like, shit, I'll follow him wherever he wants me to go.
Oh my gosh. I would never get over that episode where she called Keisha Close the store gutter snipe. I'm like, what even is that? Like,
I never saw that one, but they'd be fine on there. But she do be dropping gems.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
But she's single. She just got out of... She just broke up with her man.
Wasn't she married for, like, a long time or no?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Let's look her up. What's her story? What's her story? Why is she telling everybody else what to do with their life?
So, yeah. My advice is, like, at this point in our life, like, I don't think we should be looking for, like, new friends. No new friends. I feel like we should just... you know, work on the friendships that we already have.
Okay.
And, like, make the best of those and just go from there.
But I feel like I have to be also, like, I have to be thirsty to make a new friend. Like, where you at? Where you going? What you doing? Can I go? Because you're, like, supposed to be available and all this stuff, and it's just like...
But that's why no new friends, because, like, your friends that you have currently, like, maybe they'll understand your situation. You are in no position to, like, be thirsty and go all these places with anybody because you have a lot going on. Like, you're busy. Mm-hmm. Like, you have your business. You have Elijah. Like, you have, like, your real job, like, your 9-to-5. So, it's, yeah, like, when do you have time?
I'm only free, like, from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
And is that Monday through Friday or
only? And then that's what happened in my last relationship. He was like, oh, so you're so busy, but I see you found time to record a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Like, get out of my business.
Right. I do what I want. Okay, so Yana is not even her real name. Oh. First of all, she's 64 years old. She has 3 kids. It doesn't even say whether she's married or whatever. She has 2 million Twitter followers.
You just said she drops gems.
Oh my, I guess. I didn't know how heavy that statement was. Oh, so yeah, I don't know. But her show comes on Saturdays at 7:30. I need to, yeah, those episodes be lit. But the time to get clear is at every moment when your back is against the wall. You must suspend all judgment and surrender all fear.
Bruh.
21 minutes ago. She's awake right now. At the very least. Dropping gems. Okay, so then if we're not going to find new friends, then you better nurture my friendship.
Definitely.
I'm not.
Definitely.
I'm lazy.
I'm trying to be a better friend, but I do get lazy, and some days I just don't want to even try. But I feel like the people who are my friends, like, right now, they know that about me. Just, like...
Yeah, you shouldn't be in, like, a stressful relationship. That's true. Like, yeah, a stressful friendship that's going to try to change you, mm-hmm, even. So, I guess you are who, yeah, you are.
I don't have the energy to make any new friends, so I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
What if you meet someone from the potty?
Like, what do you mean? Like a follower?
Yeah, something? Like from the podcast, and then they follow social media, and then they want to become friends.
I don't know. I feel like if they're understanding and they can deal with the way that I am, then that's fine. Like, we can be friends.
So you'll accept new friends, but you're not going to go out of your way to make them.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, or I don't even know that I'll go out of my way to continue with the friendship. Like, I don't know. Like, if I told you earlier with the whole, like, planning of the vacation thing, like, I'm the type of person that, and this is really bad, but I'll sit around and I'll be like, okay, let me know what you come up with. Like, I do that. So, like, if it's a new friend and, like, you want to hang out, okay, tell me where to meet you. All right, pick a day. Like,
but then, like, you're, I'm so not picky that you're not even happy with it in the end. So then what happens?
I mean, like, if you throw me, like, give me choices, and then if I make the choice out of the choices that you provided me with, and that's on me if I don't, mm-hmm, like it, and if it doesn't work out, then whatever. Like, I was part of that choice.
Okay, well, so, at least you're self-aware.
Yeah, so really, I don't know, it just takes, like, just even thinking about it right now just makes me tired.
Wait, why?
Like, it just takes too much. Like, okay, so I'll tell you about the guy. I don't want to say his name because he'll know who he is.
But okay.
On Instagram. The.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought he was, like, really cool and, like, dope. And I was excited to, like, hang out with him. But then it just kind of, like, died down for whatever reason. Like, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because, like, I'm not putting forth the effort. So he got bored with, like, trying to, like, hang out. He also canceled on me, like,
yeah,
multiple times too, so I was just, like, over it after that. But I thought maybe he would be, like, a cool friend to have.
He seemed like it. He seemed like he was someone different, at least, at, yeah, the very least. But it's just like, if fuckboys come in all ranges of flexibility.
I don't think I even know him well enough to call him a fuckboy, okay, but okay. I don't know. And maybe, like, we still can be friends. Who knows? But
I think that you'll get over it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's keeping you up at night. You're fine.
Absolutely not. I'm just saying, like, I was kind of, like, looking forward to that friendship. So, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
So, let us know if you guys... if you guys are older, you know, I'd say like what 28 plus, mm-hmm. and you have made new friends recently, or if you're like us and you don't want new friends,
maybe we can go to like a Zumba class or a yoga class.
That's true.
Oh my god, there's this thing I was texting Nicole and I feel like we should go if you have time.
What is it?
So one is Refinery 29.
I heard of that. Where have I heard of that before?
It says 29 rooms. And basically it's like a fun house for adults.
What? Wait.
It's a fun house for adults. And so they have like all of these different types of rooms with like different exhibits. Like there's like a 7-foot like high heel made out of something, I don't know, but that seems like maybe a cool place to meet new people. They have another one called I want to go to this one. Is it time out? It's a pop-up fun house for adults. Oh, it's called Happy Place and it's coming to Chicago. It'll be at 1004 North Elston and it opens June 28th through August 6th. So we definitely have to go. Mm-hmm. It's $30 Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and then $35 Friday through Sunday. And you have to buy tickets or whatever. But this looks super cool.
What do you do in the rooms?
They just have, like, all this different crap. I just want to play in, like, some Chuck E. Cheese balls. No, it's not a place that gives a happy ending.
Oh, okay.
It's just like...
Damn, I think I'm busy. I'm just playing. Happy Place will take over the warehouse.
Yeah, I think that would be
world's
cool.
World's largest indoor confetti dome.
Oh my gosh, doesn't that just sound exciting?
That sounds like I'll have confetti in places for weeks.
That is not supposed to be.
Right.
Like under a boob.
Right, just taking it out of every little nook and cranny.
But oh, yeah, I'm going to go to that, one of those at least. And yeah. You should come too.
Okay.
Maybe we'll meet new people.
So if you see us there, we're on a mission.
Yeah, to find new friends or not.
Who knows? We spend $30 to make a friend. A little dizzy.
We keep going back and forth. No new friends.
Right, now you're talking about paying for them.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
So anyone? Like,
I didn't hear you.
What'd you say?
Go ahead.
No, what did you say? Tell me what you said.
I didn't say anything.
I said what I said. Oh my god. Do you have any, did anyone write to us this week? Nett is in charge of the listener letters. Like, I don't even look at the, at the account. So, these are always fun to hear.
Who is this texting me?
Who?
Oh.
I thought it was way later than this. This is amazing.
Yeah, I have to go to my mom's house after this because, after we're done recording because I want to eat. She cooked today. I'm so happy.
Oh my god, Sunday dinner is the best.
Okay.
Need.
So this comes from Erica. It says, "Dear Natalie and Ryan, I was out and I met a guy. He was really cool. We took a couple pics and exchange social media info. He exchanged it with my friends and I put our pics on social media. A couple weeks later, my friend sends me a text message asking if I saw his post. He posted our picture with a misleading caption underneath. I've gone back and forth about debating whether I should make him take it down, but how can I ask such a thing when I have his picture up without his permission? His guys are even commenting and it really bothers me. We've inboxed back and forth a couple times prior to him posting the picture just to say what's up, but that's it. Should I address it with him or just let it be?
Okay, so she has a picture up and her caption is something that she doesn't like. Is it disrespectful though? It didn't say. I think you should definitely let him know how you feel. Especially if it's a disrespectful. It has to be a disrespectful, like, caption, kind of, for his guys to get involved. Because guys don't go around just commenting on stuff like that.
Yeah. It's like, how bad was this picture, though? Like, it doesn't sound like she knew him well enough to, like, post, like, a super picture.
Like, a cute picture.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, look bad in it. So she's like, okay, you can keep it up.
That's funny. I don't know that I would say anything to him directly. Like, maybe I would, like, comment under the picture to his comment. Like, call him out on it or something, like, underneath the picture. And maybe he'll take it down.
But do you care, though, Erica, if he takes it down? Or do you want him to delete the caption? I think that it's more about the caption because she has the same, the same picture.
It sounds like. Yeah.
Or a picture of him or something like that. So it's not, it sounds like she doesn't care whether the picture's up. Maybe it's just she doesn't want his guys to get the wrong idea.
So then just inbox him and ask him to take the caption down. Yeah. And what if you're like, bitch, no.
Like, like, there are plenty of Drake songs out there that you can make a caption from. Like, everyone does it. You can pick another Drake line.
And then people are so bogus these days. Like, what if you do go in his inbox and you, like, go off on him and then the conversation just goes left and he screenshots that and, like, posts that to, like, I don't know. I would just make a comment underneath it to let him know.
Like I see you.
I see you. Yeah.
That's true.
Take that shit down.
You can go the petty route. Or you can be blunt about it. Yeah, so Nat will comment under the picture. I would say, tell him to change the caption. Like, just go in on his caption and make him feel so stupid. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't even make sense. Something like that. Just go in on him. Like, okay, thank you. Finally, God. And make him change the caption. Because it doesn't sound like the picture is a bad pic. It's not like your eyes were closed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him know that this will not be a gangbang. Like, him and his guys can exit stage left. Oh, and you'll be fine. Gosh. Erica. That was pretty short and to the point.
It was.
Yeah.
No. All right, guys. Well, we hope that you enjoyed our rant about trying to decide if we want new friends or not. Let us know if it's something that you can relate to. I'm pretty sure it is. I think, like, I don't know, a lot of people go through this.
Yeah.
Like, the older they get.
Mm-hmm. Or I feel like a lot of friendships are so based on social media that they're so fake that people worry about disclosing too much to someone and then it ending up, like you said, like screenshot and on social media. So it's just kind of like, we're so cautious, but will this even matter?
Why does this have to be so damn hard?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like that quote where I was just like, coming in at number four, like people on their deathbed was like, I wish I would have stayed in contact with my friends. Like, damn, okay. Maybe Instagram isn't as important as we think, you know. Because I don't even think this all will matter. But yeah, definitely let us know what you guys think. And if you guys want to be friends with us and we're accepting applications. And let us know how you feel also about us going live and doing one of these episodes live. Like, I don't feel like we'd be able to read comments or whatever. We just, like, set up the camera and let you guys see, like, behind the scenes or something. I don't know. Or, like, maybe YouTube. I can bring over my camera and we can just, like, set it up. And
I think, like, YouTube would be better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. Yeah, I think YouTube would be better.
Okay, let's do it. You better not back out now. Because, you know, I get all excited. The equipment. I got the lighting.
It has to be on a day where I'm like feeling really pretty. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, maybe the day after I get my hair done or something. I don't know.
Like, all right, come over. Hurry up.
No, yeah. But we're going to make it happen for sure.
Yeah. We'll talk about it, and I'll let you guys know. So thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
See ya.